Hello?
Hello. I'm
Hello?
speaking to someone from Kenyan Book Writers.
Yes?
Hello? Oh, okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Max.
Max, how are you doing
Doing okay.
today? My name is James. I'm just calling in today to check about your process in the marketing area of book publishing and what kind of process you have for that.
Sure. Sure. May I please know
Is
if
this a bad
your book
time,
is already?
Max?
No, it's not a bad time. It was just between a call. So tell me, is your book already published or you're planning to get it published?
Looking to get it published.
And what genre are we looking
I
at?
will have. I'm sorry?
What, like, what's the genre of the book?
So I have regular textbooks, and then I have children's books with images and comic books.
Okay, that's like more than one. So, what usually happens, I'll tell you our publishing process and then I'll tell you about our marketing process. So, for our publishing process, what we usually do, it's pretty standard for like how most of the publishing companies work. We will ask you to send us a manuscript. We will review it. We will edit it if wherever it's needed. We will, if let's say any of your artwork is not digitalized, we'll convert it into, digital format or maybe redraw it wherever it's necessary. You can work with our designing team to ensure and finalize your cover art or if there are any other illustrations inside your book. Or you can just make sure, if you have someone doing your artwork, you can just send us the final product. So the first thing that we do
Yeah,
is make
sure.
sure we edit the book chapter by chapter because, we don't want to edit the entire thing and send it to you and you can, you end up not liking it. So that would be wastage of our time and resources and your time and resources too. So we will
Understand.
edit like a chapter or maybe 10 pages or 20 pages and send it to you. Once you give us an approval, we will send you another 20, 30 pages. So that's how usually we will do it either chapter by chapter, depending on the number of pages your book has, or, portion by portion if, let's say, we're talking about a shorter book. Comic book definitely wouldn't fall into this category. Comic book is usually based, has a simpler process. I'll talk about that at the end. But just talking about books in
Okay.
general. So once the editing is finalized, it really depends on how many platforms you're going ahead and publishing, because every single platform usually has a different typesetting, a formatting, a standard that we need to meet because most of them are print on demand. So we need to ensure that once the book is finalized, it is edited in a way, once the book is edited, the typesetting and formatting is according to the standards of most of the publishing platforms out there. That takes around a week. So editing,
Okay.
typesetting, formatting, once all of the basics are done and finalized, we go ahead and move towards, compiling the book in like one package. So we need to ensure that while we're editing, typesetting, and formatting, you are working with a team of art designers to ensure the artwork and illustrations are finalized too. So we don't end up wasting our time after everything is done. Then we compile everything together, make the final files, show you author copies, usually digital formats and markups. If, let's say, for any reason we need to send you a physical copy to ensure it looks exactly like we are imagining it or we're looking at the digital formats, that can be managed and arranged too. So after that, we focus on the publishing part. Publishing part, there are more than 50 platforms to publish your book on. Top are they're like Apple Books, Google Books, Amazon, Kindle, KDP, Chapters, Indigo. These are the top famous ones, and we usually prefer like 5 or 7 or 10 of them to start. If, let's say, if for any reason there's a budget concern, we start with one or two. So we can start with just Amazon and Apple Books, or Google Books, and Barnes and Noble, or just, really depends on the budget where we're lying. So, and it takes around 3 to 4 days to complete the publishing process. Let's say we start publishing on Monday, your book should be up and running by Wednesday, because it takes around 72 hours for the platforms to review all the files and ensure everything is according to their standards. And let's say if everything goes smooth, your book should be up and running in no time. That's how the publishing process goes. And for publishing, we also do a research-based publishing thing. So because Amazon and most of these platforms are basically search engines, just like if you want your website to rank higher than your competition on Google, you would move to that search engine optimization in a similar way. when you're publishing your book, the keywords that you list under your publishing are really determine the result of your book off of, you know, the next 3 or 6 months. So the, let's say if your book is about any book that you have, or we have a research team that will look at the similar books, look at how they're getting their traffic, on which keywords they're listed on, and what are the keywords that we can use which will bring in traffic for the book, because that's usually how you, you know, get into the first few numbers of a certain category in order to ensure that the books are not just published by anyone, but, you know, the research-based approach is used. So that's how the publishing is done. Any questions so far?
No, you answered a pretty good amount of them. One of them is, you said, so you, on your social media, is the book going to be on their website for sale, and then whoever you're, I guess, in agreement with for the marketing?
See, so the your book will be available for sale on all three formats, ebook, paperback, and hardcover. We can, you know, present it on our website when the new book is launched, but usually we try to look and work with major websites and use their traffic. So the whole point of you uploading a book on a marketplace is that you get the traffic from the marketplace. So, or else you can just have your own website and sell it through your own website. You know, you don't really need the marketplace if you're just bringing the traffic for your own book. In that case, we do recommend people having their own website and sell themselves, because that really works out with them. You can always, we have like a lot of third-party print-on-demand companies that can, you know, integrate it into your website. And just like on Amazon, every time somebody places an order and they print a book and ship it to them, in a similar way, every time somebody places an order on your website, they can print the book and ship it to them without you, you wouldn't really have to do anything overall. So that's how we usually take care of the publishing, the process.
Sounds good.
Marketing.
Okay, so... What would you say, if you can, I don't know if you can come this off the top of your head, but what would be the cost to use your publishing company, Penguin Book Writers, for, let's say I would probably need an ISBN for a book, ISBN and marketing.
ISBN and marketing, so we're talking about publishing and marketing together?
Mm-hmm.
See, for marketing?
Not a full-on marketing, like a press release and a trailer, book trailer, nothing like that. I mean, as far as just the platforms, whoever you're working with, if you're working with Amazon.
Just making sure it's available everywhere and it's published in the right way.
Yes, the formatting.
So you don't really need to go towards a full-fledged marketing thing, because then we're talking about 5,000 or more. But let's say if we need to stay within a budget, we have three packages that we usually recommend, our baseline thing. The base one is for like $7.99. That's pretty basic. We only do ebook and paperback, and we just do Amazon in this, which I'm not sure if that's what you want, so I'm not discussing that further. But there are two that might be of your interest. And the first one is like the standard package that we have, and the second one is the promoted publishing, which is, so the basic one is for $11.99, like the standard one. The basic is $7.99. Then we have a standard, which is for $11.99, and then we have like a promoted publishing thing, which is for like $25.99. The only difference between the standard and the promoted publishing is that in the promoted publishing, we cover at least 10 platforms. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Kobo, Apple Books, Google Books, they're up to 10 platforms. Just having your book on more platforms ensure that you get more views. And we also ensure that your book is on the first page of homepage of on every single platform at least once or twice a week for 6 months. So that's what we promise in, you know, our promoted publishing package. And eventually you get all the basics. Just like you mentioned, you need an ISBN that will be part of the package. And nothing fancy, so no press releases, no book trailers, but we will make sure that your book is available in the file. And you also get like 30 printed copies with that $2,500 package.
Okay.
So that you can review it.
So I've published independently and with a major publishing company before, and I'm just kind of searching for a new company that maybe offers a better package or what. So
what's your main concern? Is your concern regarding the process that you had to go through previously? Your experience wasn't nice, or is it about the pricing, because you maybe end up paying more money somewhere else and you don't want to pay that same price again and you're just looking for somebody based off of just pricing. So where are we standing at?
So when I did self-publishing, I could do most of it myself. The marketing is where I probably need help with. Like you said, having it on different platforms, like 10 platforms would be nice, right, if you already have agreements with those companies. Working with a major publishing company, one of my biggest concerns was the price that I paid for a lot of it that I could do myself. Most of the book was done. They were supposed to have a cover artist for me. I'm not going to say who it was, but long story short, I ended up doing the cover myself. However, they didn't want to refund the money back to me because I paid the cost up front, right? I paid the price for the full service. And so that didn't sit right with me. And I got done with that process and finally got the book released and all that good stuff. Well, now I have more projects, I have more books, and I'm just looking for a better deal overall, better quality, better service, and then somebody who can deliver, but at the same time, not just throw dollar signs, you know, want me to come out of pocket because I don't have a lot. I'm an independent.
So the packages that I told you, are they within your budget, and is there anything missing that you're looking for?
I mean, I could get the ISBN number myself. I can. The book is done. I would need help with formatting, and then I would probably try to take advantage of the platform that you have, the platforms that you have, and agreements with the company. So those are really the two things that I probably need help with. I can probably get it printed on my own, unless you have a wholesale deal or some kind of cost for your company.
We do have both accounts if we're going on big quantities.
Great. Excellent. Yeah, so I'm not trying to take advantage of any company, but I also came out of a lot of money before and felt like I could have done most of it myself. So that's what I'm now looking at right now. So I'm checking out a few different places. Your company was one of them that came online, and so that's what I'm calling today, just to kind of find out, what your process is and what your cost is and touch base. And that's pretty much it today.
Perfect. Any further information that I can send you, any email that would describe the whole process and along with the packages so that you can look them in person?
Sure. That way I can revisit it and kind of compare. Yeah, send it to James Lewis Films. It's all one word, James Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Films, like movie films, James Lewis Films at Yahoo.
How do you spell Lewis?
L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W. E as an elephant?
Yes.
L-E-W-I-S. Flim, F-L-I-M, at Yahoo.
Plus films, with an S on it, films.
Okay, more than one. James, just curious, what do you do for a living?
Right now, I am an independent multimedia production company. Don't have a lot of, obviously, I can't compete with the big guys, right? But I do motion comics, so video, audio, and then I do print and illustrations.
Makes sense. So when are you planning to pull the trigger on these projects?
So the projects are getting done. Right now, I'm working with illustrators. So I have outsourced illustrators like me and a couple of people on my team. I'm doing the writing, and the writing characters are copyrighted, are all mine. They're all my properties, IP. And what I do is outsource some of the long processes like the illustrations, right? And those are getting done. Once those get done, I'm going to want to publish it. So most of the work is done, right? Most of the work is already done. It'll be for digital and print, and then of course, Knox, are you there?
I'm right there. Yeah,
Knox. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll cut out for a second. Sorry about that. The formatting would help a lot, and then like I said, getting the ISBN, I can do that on my own, but if I can get it with a service, where I can
definitely get it on your own, but just acquiring it is not really an issue. See, most of the things that we do in life can be done ourselves. It's usually about, just saving your time if you can utilize it doing something else. And let's say if it takes you 8 to 12 weeks in doing something, it might take us 4 weeks because we've been doing this for a long time and we have processes in place. So that's usually for the selling point.
So, yeah, so and that's the reason why I'm reaching out to you, because that's what I want. I kind of want a one-stop shop where somebody's willing to do some business with me and help me get this thing out there. And I know you got to make money, so, I understand that part of it. I don't want all the extras. If you can customize the deal, I mean, that'd be great. If not, I understand, but I do appreciate your time and look forward to looking over your email. Either way, I do appreciate your time. I'll look over the email.
Is there any budget you want me to customize it into by removing anything extra? So that if budget is a concern, I wouldn't want you to send something that you're just looking at and then you look at a price and you're like, don't want that because there are a lot of extra things over there and the pricing doesn't match. So if you have a budget and you really want to do this, I wouldn't mind, making something that would definitely fit exactly what you want, and, we both can get what we want.
Well, I do appreciate that a lot, and I look forward to it. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look over your email, and I'll reply back with my feedback and see if we can work together on it. Sound good, Knox?
That works for me. I'll be sending an email in the next 15 minutes. Is this your contact number that's coming up? 888-97-0057?
No, but I don't know what that number is, but you can contact my, send me the email, and I'll reply back to you. That way we'll be able to contact that.
Sorry, just check your spam or junk. I was confirming a number to drop you a text once I send the email, because most of the times when I send email through my company email, it ends up in spam. So just check your spam or junk.
I'll double check. Yes, sir. I'll double check.
Perfect, James. I'll be sending an email. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.